Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mr. Rodman, if you're watching, please do think about this American citizen, a father, a husband, a son, and a brother who has been in prison for 13 months in the DPRK. And while you're there, could you think about him and his family waiting for him to come home for Christmas? And do everything you can to bring him home.
There's Terry Chung making a plea to Dennis Rodman to help get her brother released. Her brother's being held in jail in North Korea, where Rodman has now gone to visit for a third time. Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The week ending Friday, December 20th, is our focus during this hour and all of the hours of the countdown for this weekend. We're reviewing all of the top 10 talk hits determined by the folks at talkers.com. That's how the list is determined. And this week, the determination is Dennis Rodman is at the number 10 spot. The White Santa controversy. Yes, my tells you what I think about it. The White Santa controversy, number 9 on the countdown. Host Scott Sloan talked to one of his callers who explained that Megyn Kelly is wrong about Santa Claus.
My point with the Black Santa is it's a rather simple premise. Santa's the color of the person who puts the presents under your tree. Now, the debate wages on over, you know, the origins of Santa Claus and, you know, that St. Nicholas was actually Turkish, which would make him more olive-skinned. But wait, what about Sinterklaas, which Sinterklaas coming from the Netherlands and Belgium and Luxembourg, so certainly he is Caucasian. But what about room at the table for the Black Santa? What about the Asian Santa? I got a call from an actual Black Santa named Khalid who wanted to debate the whole thing as a Black Santa Claus in Cincinnati.
In my years of Santa Claus, I am one of the Black Santas.
Oh, you are?
I've been giving up my time at local area malls. And, you know, I love the children. That's why I do it. You know, see the gleam in their eyes and all that. Christmas is really for children anyway, and that's a big reason why I do it. But the deception that has really been going on over the course of many, many years in literature and everything like that, depicting these white Santas, when in reality there's no such thing as a white Santa. The original Santa is the Black Santa, just like the original man dating back to Africa is the Black man, and how Black men is running things in America right now. I think Santa needs to be more of a reflection of what's going on in America. The Black Santa is the real Santa, and you know, all these white Santas out there. And
I thought the real Santa was German.
No. See, you've been fooled too. You've been fooled too, Sloan. How long?
By the white propaganda. I thought St. Nicholas, Kris Kringle, was German.
No. You've been fooled. So you've been hoodwinked, bamboozled.
Well, actually, before it was German, I actually think it was Dutch.
Oh,
so that's not right either.
Oh, that is so incorrect.
Wow.
You want to hear?
Break it down for me. I want to hear why he didn't come from Deutschland or anywhere else, but instead he came from Africa.
Because the original man is from Africa. We created all the customs that the entire world follows. You follow me? So the original Santa is a Black man, and it couldn't be anything else. And like I said, the black man is running America now. We've got Black man in the White House finally. So we finally got that right over here in America. So I think another wrong we need to right is depicting Santa in his true form, and that is as a Black man, because Santa is Black. Period.
But it's part of folklore, though. So I mean, you interpret that folklore is that he's Black, and for you he's Black, but for most people, he's as white as snow.
I think the only reason he's been depicted that way is because that was the way he was drawn, like in the pictures in the book. Just as the artist chose to draw him as a white man in that book, he could have been chosen to draw him as a Black man, but for one reason or another, he pulled out the white crayons and the white paint, or the beige paint, or whatever, when it came time to paint.
Wait a minute, you said you're a mall Santa yourself.
Yes,
you volunteer and all that stuff.
Right.
How many other Black Santas are there? Do you have like the Cincinnati Cops have the Black Sentinels, which is the fraternal organization for African American cops?
Right.
Is there like a Black fraternal Santa Claus organization?
No, but there should be, because we are a very small fraternity. But I also wanted to touch on that. I'm glad you brought that up. You bring up an excellent point. When I'm at the mall, I look at the line for the white Santa, the fake Santa, the imposter Santa, and that line is stretching from one end of the mall to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to put me back by the bathrooms and the gift wrap in the different department stores. Mm-hmm. I'm not even out in the area where I could get a line.
So you're like the Rosa Parks of Santa Claus.
Absolutely, I'm at the back of the bus when it comes to.
You're the back of the sleigh.
in the back of the flag. Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Up next, India, gun control, and the Fed in the focus. Talk Radio Countdown Show is what you're listening to. I'm Doug Steffen.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Let's keep the praise on these conversations here on the countdown. The arrest and strip search of an Indian diplomat, number 8 on the countdown. Host John and Ken in Los Angeles talking about this international incident that took place in New York this past week.
It looks like a diplomat from India has been strip searched and cavity searched. And that doesn't happen every day. Now, it turns out that this woman maybe has only limited protection, limited immunity. But, you know, this is causing, like, protests in India. This is causing, actually, the Indian government is so angry that they have taken away the security barricades around the American embassy. So you know that's really serious. It's an Indian consular official. I'm going to try this name here, Devyani Kobragati. She's the deputy consul general from India and was arrested on December 12th after she dropped her daughter off at school. And the charges are that she submitted false documents to obtain a work visa for her female housekeeper, paying her less than the amount stated. So that's the reason she got arrested. They put her in a cell with other women, strip searched her in New York, and she's claiming a cavity search as well.
This has become a really big deal. There were protests going on in India. I mean, it could be the usual suspects that get worked up for anything, but they've been burning pictures of Obama, and did you see the weird punishments that they're meting out against our diplomats in that country? It's just getting really bizarre.
Well, they revoked their privileges. You have a list of the privileges? Or?
They're threatening to boot the domestic partners of gay U.S. diplomats, citing a new law that makes homosexuality illegal in India. They also have stripped them of the privileges of access to duty-free booze. alcohol. Can't get that anymore.
And food, too. See?
They also have taken away the barricades around the embassy, you know, to...
Yeah. Hey, terrorists, come on in.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea.
Gun control number 7 on the countdown. Host Chad Hastie talked about whether it's time to get serious about arming teachers after the most recent school shooting.
You know, you hear the left all the time talk about how we must protect the children. Everything we do is for the children. But when it comes to security, they don't really have that same opinion, do they? No. Instead, they treat teachers, adults, who are responsible adults and carry at a grocery store or at a restaurant or just out in public wherever they may go. But, you know, you have superintendents and you have administrators that, for whatever reason, they believe that a teacher walks into a classroom and they become, well, an idiot. They're not able to control their gun. They think that the teacher's going to walk in and fumble it, and some student's going to pick up the gun and start firing it off. I mean, honestly, it's a silly way of thinking. I have heard from numerous teachers out there that would love to be able to carry a gun. Why? Well, for protection, to protect themselves, to protect the students. Many of these teachers, you know, they look at these students as their own kids. They call them at the end of the year, well, look at my kids. This is what our kids did. They want to be able to protect the students. They want to be able to protect themselves. You know, there are so many teachers that are fantastic teachers, and they stay late into the night. They stay after. Most people leave, and they walk out into a parking lot that's absolutely empty. It's dark outside. Wouldn't you want your wife or your husband to be able to protect themselves if they were put in that situation? Me, I'm all for it. Allow teachers to carry on campus. Show that you are serious about protecting schools. Having a sign out that says gun-free doesn't necessarily, well, let's be honest, it's not even working at all. The criminal element will not pay attention to the law. They're definitely not going to pay attention to a sign that's out in front of your school.
The Fed's announcement number 6 this week on the countdown. Here's host Moose Miller with CBS financial analyst Jill Schlesinger. They discussed the announcement to trim back the Fed's stimulus efforts that was announced this week.
We got a little audio here of Ben Bernanke talking about this move by the Fed. Let's give a listen to it.
Whether or not we could have prevented it or done more about it, that's another question. By the time I became chairman, it was already 2006, and house prices were already declining. Most of the mortgages have been made. But it would have been good to have recognized that earlier and tried to take more preventive action.
What he's talking about there is retrospect, looking back, you know, before him, his predecessor, you know, a lot of people are now saying Greenspan, you know, recognized the frothiness but refused to prick the bubble before it got way too big. And, you know, now you've got people making the same argument this time around as well. Or is that the case, Jill?
I think they're making that argument, and I think that there is unequivocal evidence that Alan Greenspan completely blew it on the come in, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, there's no doubt that he really kept saying that markets are normal and all these great developments of Wall Street have reduced risk. And, you know, he even told people to go out and get adjustable rate mortgages back in 2006. So that looks like a pretty lame-brained idea, you know, at that point, right?
Sure, I remember that. I was living in South Florida.
Borrow against your house and invest, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So now I think that it is a fair question, which is, are these current policies really going to do more, anything more than just increase asset values? Meaning, is all we're doing blowing up the stock market? And I think that what Bernanke's sort of trying to say is, well, no, because it's different. They were blowing up asset levels when the economy was actually doing pretty well, and that they kept doing that too long, and clearly we don't have an economy that is doing that well. That's
sure.
His caveat. I'm not sure I totally buy it, because I think that the longer the Federal Reserve stays in this game, the risks are really starting to expand exponentially. You know, you don't have a market up 25% on earnings that are moderating and an economy that's growing pretty, you know, nominally at 2.25%. That happens because there's no other choice for investors but to put their money in stocks. That's a dangerous scenario.
Coming up, the Duck Dynasty controversy and Target gets targeted. That's on the Talk Radio Countdown Show's agenda up next.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS. Doug Steffen here, number 5 on the countdown, the Duck Dynasty situation. And listen, as it gets explained by host Gary Meyer, Tom Skilling, and Laura Evan, they talk about why they thought Phil Robertson ought not to have made the comments in his interview that was published in GQ.
Is this man simply expressing his beliefs or spewing bigotry? Either way, Phil Robertson, the patriarch in A&E's Duck Dynasty, won't be duck calling on the air anytime soon. The network suspended him after he made controversial remarks about gays and blacks in a magazine interview. Robertson told the interviewer that he never saw the mistreatment of any black person during his 67 years living in the South. In the January issue of GQ, Robertson says homosexuality is a sin and puts it in the same category as bestiality and promiscuity.
Maybe not the best thing to say as gay marriage begins to sweep across the country right now.
Why do you want to touch these third rail issues when you're riding that high? Exactly. You know what's going to happen unless you've been living under a rock. You know where this is going by now. Look at Paula Deen. She's just crawling out from that wreckage.
I mean, these guys hit the lottery. There's no reason they should be multimillionaires and the biggest thing on television.
Well, but he's going to still be a multimillionaire because they made more money with the duck calls and all the gear that's going
to
be
selling
like hotcakes.
It's sad to see a duck shoot itself right in the foot.
Number 4 item in the countdown this week is the credit card breach at Target and the numbers involved. Wow. Here's host Howie Carr talking to his producer, Sandy, about how the huge credit card security breach at Target is affecting people, 40 million business deals. And what you can do about protecting yourself under that circumstance.
You know, there's another huge security breach has come to light. And it is, of course, Target, one of my favorite places to shop. And that's where I get a lot of my nice polo shirts. But there's been a problem with Target's here in the holiday shopping season. Target is grappling with a data security nightmare that threatens to drive off holiday shoppers during the company's busiest time of the year. The nation's second largest discounter, after Walmart, of course, said Thursday that data connected to about 40 million credit and debit card accounts was stolen as part of a breach that began over the Thanksgiving weekend. The data theft marks the second largest credit card breach in the U.S. since retailer TJX Companies announced in 2007 that at least 45.7 million credit card and debit card users were exposed to credit card fraud. Now, among the people who were affected by that, not me because I haven't been there lately, and I'd like to, if at all possible, I like to avoid going anywhere near any kind of retail outlets during this time of year for obvious reasons. But Sandy has been there a couple of times since Thanksgiving. Sandy, have you? How many times have you been to Target since this data theft was occurring?
Three times. We actually went Black Friday in the morning, and it was a very pleasant shopping experience. I have to say, we found everything we needed and used our, you know, debit cards.
Yeah.
And a couple other times since then, for smaller stuff, been back in there, because there's one right up the street from here. There's one at the Arsenal Mall.
What are you going to do about this?
Well, already I've called the three credit reporting units and put a fraud alert on my credit and a freeze, which means nobody, including me, can get any new credit cards or anything else, open any new accounts for the next 3 months.
That's probably the most important thing to do.
So the Target credit card breach, number four on the countdown. Back to number 10, just to recap a little bit here. Dennis Rodman going to North Korea. White Santa Claus controversy is 9. The India diplomat case is number 8. Gun control number 7. The Fed's announcement of tapering back their support for the economy number 6. Duck Dynasty flap number 5. Target's credit card breach number 4. So that takes care of this half hour. In the next half hour, we move on to numbers 3, 2, and 1. You'll be happy about that. It's coming up here on the countdown.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back. The countdown for the week ending Friday, the 20th of December. Number three in the countdown. Wouldn't be a week without a discussion of the Affordable Care Act. Here's host Larry Rayburn talking to analyst Jennifer DePinto about a new poll that came out this week on Obamacare.
Looks like you interviewed both the insured and uninsured. I'm curious this morning, what percentage of the uninsured are planning on picking up health care through the Obamacare health care exchange, and what percentage are actually going to forego health care and just pay the fine?
In our poll, we found that 56% of uninsured Americans say that they plan to get insurance through the health care exchanges, while 35% at this point say they plan to pay the fine. And the top reason cited for people not getting insurance is cost. Far and away the top issue. 50% said the cost is too high, which is why they don't plan to buy it, and followed by those just object to the government requiring it. Among those who plan to get insurance, 38% say they're getting it because health insurance say it's a good thing to have, and 28% are doing so because the law requires that to happen.
Jennifer DePinto, what about those who do have insurance? What is their overall view of the Obamacare rollout?
They still disapprove of the law, more than half do. They are concerned that their costs will increase. 52% say that. 34% think their health care, the quality of their health care will get worse, while 16% say better. 44% have no effect. They think they'll be more hurt rather than helped by the law. So, opinions are kind of similar between the insured and the uninsured.
Interesting. So, as you look at the trends, Jennifer DePinto, has Obamacare begun to turn around in terms of reputation, or is it still mired in the reputation it earned through the rollout?
Well, in our poll in November, we found that just 31% of Americans approved of the health care law, but that bumped up this month to 39%. And when we asked how the rollout was going back in November, a majority still say it's not going well.
Right.
But back in November, 67% said it wasn't going well, and that dropped to 58% this month. So there are some positive signs, but still at this point, more than half continue to disapprove of the law.
Here's host Jay Weber talking about the overall low number of signups
that have taken place for the Affordable Care Act thus far?
In order for Obamacare to work and be on track, the schlubs at the White House claim that we need to have 7 million people signed up. So each individual state has its goals, the number of people that they want and need to have signed them on their exchanges. And so far, 45 of the 50 states haven't even managed to hit 10% of that goal. And I'll remind you, we're halfway through the six-month sign-up window. So unless hundreds of thousands of people are going to spend their Christmas and New Year's days on the Obamacare website buying insurance, these numbers are going to be pathetic come early January. The Obamacare enrollment numbers in Arkansas, they've managed to sign up, and you don't know how they're really defining sign up, because it should be the people who've paid, and it's just the people who've chosen a plan that they're counting in most of these instances. But in Arkansas, 1,400 people have signed up. Their goal by the end of March is to have 51,000 signed up. In Delaware, 793 people have signed up. Their goal for March, 35,000. In New Hampshire, 1,500 people have signed up. Their goal is 19,000. In West Virginia, 775 people. In West Virginia, all of 775 people have signed up. They want to have 24,000 signed up by April 1st. Oregon has signed up. They have a notorious, they have a wonderful website that just doesn't work. It looks great, just doesn't work. They've signed up 44 people on paper, I'm sure, by using paper application. The goal for the state, they want to sign up 237,000 people by April 1st. 237,000. They've signed up 44 people. Washington has signed up 18,000 people. That sounds impressive. Their goal is 340,000. And so it goes down the list. In Minnesota, our neighbor, they've signed up about 4,500 people. Their goal is 67,000. They're still trying to hit 10%. And the National Review says none of the states that I just mentioned are Democrat governors. I mean, all of them have Democrat governors. None of them are Republican governors. They say the Obamacare fans' usual dodge and whine is that the rollout is being impeded by uncooperative Republican governors. It doesn't apply in any of these states. The difficulties in these states indicate that the problems with the program don't stem from insufficient enthusiasm from GOP lawmakers. They do note some states are doing better. In New York, they've got 50,000 people signed up, but their goal is 218,000. And in California, they have 159,000 people signed up for Obamacare. Sounds impressive. They're aiming for 1.3 million. But the only states that have reached 10%, the only states that have reached 10% are these five: California, Colorado, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Kentucky. And of course, at this rate, there's just no way that the other prediction that the conservative has made doesn't come true. That as of January 1st, Obamacare will have caused more people to lose their insurance than gain insurance? Of course it will.
Number two. We're moving up to number two on the countdown. Up next, the budget deal here on our Talk Radio Review.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800 800-
877-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Hot Hits, every week at this time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Hot Hits and Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, we talk about what's in the news. I guess that you probably figured that out, right? Doug Steffen here, number two on the item list this week, the budget deal. Host Mitch Hank talking to Bill Wilson from Americans for Limited Government. He doesn't think the budget deal really accomplishes much of anything.
George Will on Friday, and I had Paul Ryan on yesterday, and they're both kind of congratulating each other on the Paul Ryan deal, which George Will said he was in a position of weakness. Not only is he one-third of the government, but he said he was losing his own caucus to the sequester. They were caving on it over the military stuff. So he said the deal he got, he thought it was amazing, and they could even do that. But Paul Ryan got defensive when he was accused of being a rhino. He hates that because he said, I'm not a rhino. So your take on that deal is what?
I think that I will accept what a George Will and maybe even Congressman Ryan say about the necessity of it. But, I mean, let's not pretend that we accomplished anything. And I think this whole...
Well, he doesn't. He does not.
This whole nonsense mantra that's being, oh, government works. No, it doesn't.
No.
It didn't work at all. In fact, it was a joke. And, you know, this weak, pathetic line, well, we're only half of one-third of the government. No. You are the only body that represents a majority of the American people. The only group that can claim to represent a majority of the American people is the House of Representatives. And you are a majority of that. And so when they play this weakness card, it is just the height of cowardice, in my view. But, if this is what we got, this is what we got. I find it really interesting, though. And, I mean, I wonder how Congressman Ryan gets up in the morning and beats his chest now and says, well, we're going to fight on the debt ceiling. Oh, really, Paul? Come on, man. You couldn't fight over, a spending just to maintain a spending limit, but somehow you're going to stand up and be tough on default? Give me a break.
He claims he kept, 60% of the sequester, but and he moves that up to 90 down the road. But, you know, the point of it is they don't want, Bill, another shutdown. Let's be perfectly honest here. Cut through the BS. They don't want a shutdown because they think they were blamed for the last one. And the polls reflected that. And they don't want to be blamed for another one at a time when Obamacare is unraveling.
Right.
And Mary Landrieu is in trouble and Mark Pryor is
sure
in trouble. And why would they want to mess that up? That's their point.
Yeah, but you know what? That in and of itself is a great admission of just the absolute vapid nature of our government at the moment, because the best you can say about an action that affects tens, if not hundreds of millions of lives is that, it gives us tactical advantage.
Talk host Esme Murphy with political analyst Dave Schultz. They discussed the way Congress quietly put together this budget deal, agreed to this budget deal. The Senate agreed and passed it along.
It kind of flew under the radar because it happened sort of so quickly and with relatively little controversy. A budget deal was reached in Washington.
Yes, this was huge because people might remember that when we had the government shutdown back in October, it was an agreement that was very temporary, and it said that we would extend government funding until mid-January, and then the debt deal, we extend the debt limit until mid-February. And what happened this week was really a mini-budget deal that really forestalls, at least for quite a while, I'm going to say at least till October, but I'm really going to say we're not going to see a government shutdown next year, or the budget at least. But it was a mini-deal that undid a small bit of sequestration that's been in place, raised a little bit of spending, but essentially the Republicans and Democrats came to an agreement in the House on a budget bill. But more importantly, what I went with that is that the combination of how it came together was interesting because it was the Democrats along with what you would call the moderate Republicans. And one of the most interesting speeches of the week, when Speaker Boehner basically openly criticized the Tea Party members of his party and basically, said you can't sort of sabotage this deal and risk another government shutdown. And so that, I thought, was a fascinating speech. That's a fascinating shift in politics because this deal was also brokered by, in part, by Paul Ryan from Wisconsin.
And it's interesting, too, that obviously Paul Ryan making the calculation that this is something that was necessary and good for the Republican Party. What has really emerged is this clear schism within the Republican Party that is pretty darn profound at a time when I think the president couldn't be weaker, in large part because of the problems with this health care plan.
You're absolutely right. I think this is sort of the message that's coming from the Republicans is to say that don't risk the government shutdown again. We've lost big in the public opinion polls on that one, which they did. They got overwhelmingly blamed for it. Instead, do the small budget deal at this point. The Democrats have already conceded to sequestration and conceded to most of sort of what the Republicans want on a variety of things. And therefore, what can we focus on? That is Republicans in 2014, Obamacare. And so it becomes basically giving them clear sailing for the most part to be able to go after Obama and the Democrats on that and not have to get risk with the baggage of having shut the government down again. It was incredibly smart politics, but it also, as you point out, it reveals the difference in strategies because the moderate Republicans are basically saying we can win this one in 14 on Obamacare and not shut the government down. And the Tea Party people are still saying at this point, no, well, let's hang on principle. Let's fight this battle right now. And so it's a difference in strategy.
Talk host Mike Broomhead discussing with Congressman Matt Salmon of Arizona some of the details of the budget deal on his program.
This budget that's passed the House,
right,
that now looks like it passed the test vote of the United States Senate.
Give the closure.
So now it looks like it's going to pass through. How serious is this with, or is it politics when they talk about the cuts to benefits for military retirees? Before we get into the other things in it, how bad is that part of it, and is it accurate?
Yeah, I think it is accurate. They're going in and dealing prospectively with folks that have retired and still work. So they've retired, but a lot of them are still working age and they can still have other jobs. And they've trimmed down the amount of increases that they're going to get in the future. And I've gotten an earful from a lot of the retirees saying, hey, wait a minute, there was a contract with
us.
And how can you just kind of change the contract in midstream after we've already, put in our time, we've retired, and the deal that we signed up for is what's out there. How can you just arbitrarily change that in midstream? And I think they got a good point.
Well, if you think about, look at the city of Detroit. It filed bankruptcy for the exact same reason. The city signed a contract with municipal workers.
Right.
I'm not saying it didn't bankrupt the cities when that happened, but I guess this is the talk radio in me. It seems like we do this all the time in talk radio. We start hammering the people on the opposite side of the aisle. Talk me off the ledge here. We spend all this money federally in what we call entitlement programs.
Right.
And they are the golden goose. You can't touch them.
Can't
go near them.
Right.
But now we're going to not only cut benefits to the people that have earned the benefits,
right,
but we're talking about people that have literally laid their lives on the line for the country.
Absolutely. And there are several things about that budget deal that frustrated me. That was one of them. The other thing is fee increases. That's what they call it. I call it a tax increase,
right,
because they're charging more to fly on airplanes. Security costs is what they're calling it. But it's just a way another way for the federal government to get revenue, to get money, get taxes.
All right, so that leaves us with the number one item in the focus this weekend on the countdown, and that's the NSA. So stick around for a rehash, a regurgitation, a regurgling, or whatever it is, for number one coming up here on the countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com. Or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
NSA in the number one spot on the countdown this week, so let's get at it. First, we go to our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, where host Gary Saddlemeyer and Scott Voorhees talk to national security law expert Dr. Stephen Vladek about this week's ruling against the NSA in court and the data collection program.
The judge's ruling relative to the National Security Agency's bulk collection program, metadata collection program, he says it is likely unconstitutional, violating the Constitution's ban on unreasonable search. What do you say?
I think it depends to some degree on what's going to happen with something called the third-party doctrine. So, you know, for about 35 years, the Supreme Court has said we Americans have no expectation of privacy in records that we voluntarily give to third parties. So records we give to our phone company, records we give to our financial institutions. But about a year and a half ago, the court suggested that it might be time to revisit that case, given changes in technology, given how much more data we're giving to everyone around us. And what the judge ruled yesterday is that that time has come and that these developments really warrant a revisiting of exactly when we should and shouldn't have an expectation of privacy in our information.
Yeah. So does this go, do you believe, does this go next to the circuit and then to the Supreme Court, or does it go directly to the Supreme Court on appeal?
Yeah, no, so the next step is what's bound to be an inevitable government appeal to the circuit, to the Federal Appeals Court here in D.C. You know, what happens after that really depends on how they rule. I mean, this is coming up on what's called a preliminary injunction, so it's a very early stage in the litigation. You know, the Court of Appeals could say, we're not sure that the plaintiffs have really made out their case. They could send it back for consideration of other questions. So, you know, I think this case will eventually end up in the Supreme Court, but probably not, you know, probably later rather than sooner.
This case, Dr. Vladek, the ruling by Judge Leon, had to do with two individuals. If the Supreme Court hears it, it obviously is going to have effect for everybody, right? Not just these two individuals.
That's right. I mean, you know, we have these two specific plaintiffs, Mr. Clayman and Mr. Strange, you know, who were able to bring this case because they could show that their customers, some of the phone companies who, thanks to Edward Snowden, we now know were providing their records to the government. But the reality is that we all are customers of these phone companies. And so even if these are the specific plaintiffs who have brought this lawsuit, really this issue is about the ability of the government to collect all of our phone records. And so we really will all be in the Supreme Court if and when the case gets there.
A poll this week on the LBN eLert suggests 72% of us think that the biggest problem our country has is its government. Here's host Dave Ross talking about the NSA and their concerns about what Edward Snowden may do next.
One NSA analyst says Snowden is still holding onto information that would detail the gaps in intelligence gathering in various countries, a file described as the keys to the kingdom. The NSA gave CBS's 60 Minutes unprecedented access to its headquarters to try to soften its image and to get the message out that they really are trying to protect the country from terrorism, not just to snoop on people. NSA Director Keith Alexander talking with CBS correspondent John Miller.
The fact is, we're not collecting everybody's email. We're not collecting everybody's phone things. We're not listening to that. Our job is foreign intelligence, and we're very good at that.
Snowden has said he'd agree not to release any more files in exchange for full amnesty. And while some in the NSA are willing to consider that, Alexander says it would set a dangerous precedent.
This is analogous to a hostage taker taking 50 people hostage, shooting 10, and then say, if you give me full amnesty, I'll let the other 40 go. What do you do?
In the meantime, the NSA says the terrorist threat remains. And it's not about bringing down a building. It's about something far more damaging.
I believe that a foreign nation could impact and destroy major portions of our financial system, yes.
How much of it could we stop?
Well, right now, it would be difficult to stop it because our ability to see it is limited.
60 Minutes talked to an NSA analyst who warned of what's called a BIOS attack, an organized attack on a computer's BIOS, which stands for Basic Input Operating System. That's a computer's most fundamental software. You erase that, the computer's a brick. Can't boot up, can't do anything. A successful BIOS attack on computers that keeps track of bank records or the power grid would, of course, paralyze the country.
The NSA is the most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio. So let's go back to number 10 just for yucks. What do we have here in the list? Dennis Rodman in North Korea. That's the visit that's number 3 for him, number 10 on the countdown. The White Santa Claus controversy is number 9 on the countdown. The India diplomatic case, number 8 on the countdown. Gun control, number 7 on the countdown. How many times has that been there this year? The Fed's announcement, number 6 on the countdown. The Duck Dynasty controversy, number 5 on the countdown. Target's credit card breach, number 4 on the countdown. Obamacare, number 3 on the countdown. Budget deal, number 2 on the countdown. And the NSA, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.